Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
As we continue to watch the COVID-19 pandemic affect economics and business around the state, we have a couple of stories today. One has to do with KCG Development. What's happening there?
Yeah, this project was the centerpiece of the $10 million downtown revitalization grant that Amsterdam received 2 years ago from the state. 120 apartments, a banquet hall, and a restaurant were planned at the site of the former Chalmers knitting mill. Project won support from many local business and county leaders, the school district, the former mayor. However, according to the developer, KCG, it has been unable to win support from U.S. Congressman Paul Tonko or the city's new mayor, Michael Cinquanti. KCG was seeking low-income tax credits to help finance the project and says the state agency was supportive, but it will not be awarded the credits unless there is backing locally. Tonko says the project does not have full community support and that tax dollars should be used in a way to maximize resources and drive the most effective economic development during this fiscal crisis. It's not clear what role Tonko or Cinquanti may have played in blocking the development beyond the influence of their office. At least five people involved with the project have said the congressman and mayor would prefer to see a project with market rate or upscale apartments or condos. The plan for the development was to have apartments with rents affordable for those in the community where the median income is less than $62,000 a year. Prior to KCG's proposal, some of Albany's largest developers, including BBL Construction Services and the Gillespie Group, looked at the property and determined upscale housing would be too risky. As the economy comes to a halt amid the coronavirus pandemic, KCG Development said it just might be time to walk away from the project unless the congressman or mayor are open to more discussions.
Well, and that is leading to the big question, isn't it, Melissa? How soon till the economy improves and with the virus not over yet and could continue for a long time? You got some reaction from upstate CEOs on this question.
That's right. A Siena Research Institute survey was conducted in April, and it found that 70% of upstate business leaders expect the economic effects of the pandemic to last for months and getting back to business as usual to take even longer. 22% of survey respondents thought the recovery would take at least into the second quarter of 2021. Almost half said they have borrowed from financial institutions to meet expenses. 40% have laid off employees, and 60% anticipate profits to be significantly less than expected this year. But even under those conditions, more than half of upstate executives said the primary focus should remain on addressing public health rather than reopening businesses. CEOs were optimistic, though, that their business could outlast the current crisis. Overall, about 9 in 10 said they were confident their business would still be operating a year from now.
Her name is Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read these stories and more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.